because Shekinah has a new album. Five Breakfast yes. right now. We are peeking on all the microphones. Shek, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I am just so happy that you are here. We have been buzzing for weeks. We've known about the album, bubbling. Last time I spoke to you last year, I was on a different radio station, and I was like, Shekinah, we've been through a lot. COVID has been messy. Please just help us. Give us another album after the immense, immense work that you did for all of us on Rose Gold, and now you've given us another album. How does it feel? The release is tomorrow. How does it feel?
I'm buzzing. It's 7:21 and I'm buzzing because I know at midnight everyone will have the album on their phone, and that creeps me out. But it is what it is.
So what I want to know is, this is the second time that you've released an album. The first time you'd had a string of big singles that did really well. I remember Back to the Beach was the big one initially. Then you had a couple of collaborations with some of the members of the Wolfpack in the Durban music scene. And then Rose Gold came out, but that was your first big album work. How did that feel compared to how this now feels after all the success of this album?
Rose Gold was way more chilled because no one was this excited,
yes.
And pressurizing. So now it's just hectic. Now I'm like stressed.
And of course, Rose Gold did so incredibly well. I was at that Sarmas interviewing you when you won those three iconic Sarmas in a row.
Oh, yes.
It was such a lovely evening, and we were just exploding for you from the bleachers. I mean, you won Newcomer of the Year, Fest Female Artist of the Year, and Album of the Year. So give us a little bit of an idea or a little bit of a taste of like what this album is coming together as, because we have a good sense of what Rose Gold was expressing at that time of your life. But even the last time I interviewed you, you were talking about how you now feel like you're in a very different life stage and you kind of want the music to reflect where you are now.
So I think with Rose Gold, I made that project in college and everything was really nice, and like I was very confident, and you know, we were singing songs like Suited and Please Miss and Different, and I feel like Trouble in Paradise is just the idea of the rose tinted shades coming off and really like experiencing the world for all the shit things that happen, and that's really just my side of becoming an adult, having to pay tax, breaking, falling out of love, falling in of love, then falling out of love,
sure.
then, you know, bad friendships, good friendships. So Trouble in Paradise is just really everything all encompassed that is not Rose Gold.
That's so interesting, because we're going to see a whole different other side of Shekinah at a different moment of her life. What you were saying, it so perfectly fits. I don't know if you are a BoJack Horseman fan. That's a series.
Oh my God, BoJack is disgusting, but love it.
That's the thing. When you watch BoJack, you kind of feel like he's exposing the biggest darkness in yourself, but you're there for it. It's like a weird kind of masochism. But there's that famous BoJack quote, which is, if you're always wearing rose-tinted glasses, you don't see the red flags. They just look like flags. And like that really resonates with me about what you've been saying here. So everybody's tuned in because people want to hear it. We've just played Tides, which is a single on the album.
Yay.
Now we're going to play another one called Question or Questions. Tell us about it.
Questions is another part of the journey, like where it's like, okay, now I think I want to date my best friend, and then it's like, what happens if things don't work out?
Wow.
It's a very messy album, but I guess it's just another stage of growing up, like things that you don't expect to happen, like happening. So Questions is really about asking yourself what's right, what's wrong, and can you handle things when they go wrong? Can you take the risk when things are wrong? So, yeah.
What is
that
it,
question?
Yeah, what is it like trying to put that into words for millions of people? Because that's such a personal thing to even try and figure out for yourself. I'm thinking about how hard it is for me to articulate anything that I feel in therapy.
Right.
And now you're trying to put it into lyrics for the world.
It took me forever. I think that was the problem with the weight of the album, is that I really had to feel what I was feeling and go through it. And this song in particular is super special because all the songs on the album were done like 2 years ago.
Wow.
And this song was actually done in January with Noble. I don't know if you guys know Noble.
Yes.
Noble produced this song. My Nana came through and helped me. It's the first time I've ever had other songwriters on a song.
Wow.
And it ended up being this special thing that I really needed and didn't know that I needed.
Oof.
So It's a single question.
Well, I've got goosebumps all over my body. I don't usually do this for music interviews, but I resisted listening to it before the interview.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
So I'm going to get it fresh. So if I'm a hot mess in 2 minutes and 24 seconds time, we can share that moment together on the radio.
Okay,
you are
so
on Five Breakfast. Shekinah is here. Her brand new album, her sophomore that we've all been waiting for, Trouble in Paradise, comes out on all streaming platforms at midnight tonight. But if you wanted a taste beforehand, this is the place to be. Here is Shekinah with a new single from Trouble in Paradise for the first time on the radio. It's called Question.